song. Sweetest name in seraph song. Sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus. Your next verse in his forgiven, oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, on your way in peace to heaven and wear a crown of Jesus. Oh, sweetest note in song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Oh, glory, oh, glory. Sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed.
Oh, what a sweet name! What a sweet name! What a sweet name!
Amen.
Oh, what a blessed name we have! Oh, the name Jesus. The name above all other names. Oh, the names where under it we have our salvation. Oh, glory be to his name. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, your name is so sweet. Oh, your name is a wondrous name. And Lord Jesus, this morning we thank you that the name Jesus is our banner. Under it we are this morning, Lord. Yes. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Amen. Lord, we want to look back, oh, the week that has just passed. Oh, Lord, your protection over us, your mercies, your grace, above all, your loving kindness, Lord. Amen. Oh, Father, we say thank you, we bless you, Lord. Above all, Lord, even your word, oh God, that were ministered to us, oh, the week. It has been a blessing, Lord, unto us. And this morning, the beginning of another week, oh, Lord, we thank you for the quickening power that has quickened us from our various homes. Oh, Lord, to come and seek no other but you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we have this privilege to begin the week right in your presence, Lord. So, Father, we want to commit all into your hands. Even as we start, Lord, with our Sunday school, it is still the word. You are the author of it. As we sit at your feet, Lord, we want to hear from you. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. Yes, we are thankful to the Lord that he has given us another week. The week before, some of the brethren traveled. The Lord has brought them safely back. And we thank the Lord also. All those, even who are sick, we are all healed. Amen. Amen. Our precious sister Gloria is not here, but we thank the Lord. Amen. Yeah, last week on our Sunday school, We started going through the epistle, the second epistle of Apostle Peter, chapter 3. And in fact, it happens to be the conclusion of Apostle Peter's epistle to the church. Amen. And you could discern, you see, the somber appeal Apostle Peter was making to us, the brethren, the believers, how even he addressed us, beloved.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to, we came to verse 5. Today we'll start from verse 6. And, you know, he started this second epistle the way how he said, look at verse 1, which we read last week. He said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before the holy prophets, by the holy prophets, and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen. The way how he addressed us, beloved. Truly, brethren, if there is any time, if there is any time that we need to be stirring up one another, this is the hour.
Amen.
Amen. We need to stir up the brethren that we believe in the same faith. Amen. We need to consider one another, see, to provoke, to love, and to good works. Amen. So let's turn to the reading of the word. We will start from the verse 5. Though we finished that last week, today let's see if we can, the topic is the three world. Let's hear the word of God. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men.
Amen.
Then let's go down to verse 13 so that we add the, to complete the three world. Verse 13 said, nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. May we be seated. God richly bless you. I always forget my second eye. Praise the Lord. Yes, we started studying this second epistle of Apostle Peter. And, you know, Apostle Peter telling us that we need to stir up. He by this epistle, was stirring us up in remembrance. See, in remembrance, as to remember. And then be mindful of the words of the prophets, the holy prophets, and the apostles. So you see two things there. We saw two things. Yes, you can remember the word of God, all right? Amen. You
Amen.
Can remember all the mysteries, but yet you wouldn't be mindful of it.
Amen.
So the two has to go together. Amen.
Mm.
If you look at Revelation chapter 1, he said, the blessed are what? Verse 3, he said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that heareth the words of this prophecy, and keep, see, keep those things. Praise the Lord. So it's not just reading and hearing, without keeping them. You got keeping is the being mindful of it. Because when you keep it in your heart, you are mindful of that word. Because it reflects in your life. See? So we talk about the scoffers also. We talk about the scoffers who choose willingly to be ignorant. See, they avoid becoming informed about the word. See, and we were not focusing on the scoffers out there in the streets, but we were looking at our own selves also, that we could be scoffers as well. Amen. So, you can claim to be a Christian. The prophet said, but your life speaks so loud, I can hear your voice. Amen. That means you are not mindful of the words that you have been hearing or reading. You don't keep them. Amen. Amen. So we were looking at the scoffers right in our own selves. Amen. So today let's look at the three worlds. It's one of the things Apostle Paul wants us to be mindful of, the three worlds. Amen. So when you look at verse 6, he said, 2 Peter 3, verse 6, he said, whereby the world that then was, you see, being overflowed with water, perished. Amen. So that means one world has come and it has been overflowed with water and what? Perished. And we all know that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's Noah's day. Amen. So, the question is, but why should God do that? Because we got to know why he did that. That world perished. Amen. And the scripture tells us in Genesis 6, verse 5 and 6, he said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. My, God being grieved in his heart. Then that means that the Noah's day, they were really, really men of wickedness. Amen. Amen. So, the Lord said, verse 7, the Lord said, I will destroy man. See? I will destroy man. Amen. For this reason, he destroyed the first world. Amen. But you see, consoling part, see, the consoling part of the whole thing, and then even the inspiring piece of good news to you and to me was that there was a certain man, praise the Lord, who found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. Amen. In the midst of that wickedness, see, this is an inspiring good news to you and me. Praise the Lord, that in that midst of people, there was still someone who lived right. And so that man was what? Was saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think we are learning something from that. Amen. Verse 8 of Genesis 6 will tell you that. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. Then, let's come to verse 7 of 2 Peter, chapter 3. Verse 7, he said, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, praise the Lord, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. My. So what the world is talking about? Our this present world. He's talking about our present world. Because he said the earth which are now, by the same word that destroyed, that built, that give grace, that same word, that same power, that same God. Amen. Say, by his word he has kept it in store and reserved unto fire. My brother, and when you read this, you go to what? Shiver. Amen. Praise the Lord. Something need really to quicken you. Praise the Lord. Because it has happened before. Now the world we are living in now has been what? Preserved. My, reserved unto fire. It's waiting to what? To be destroyed also. Amen. And so, he said, by my own word, you see, this world has been kept in store, reserved unto fire. The prophet in the message, Future Home, Jeffersonville, 1964, he said, God once shook the earth. Amen. But this time, he said, he will shake the heavens and the earth. Amen. My. Praise the Lord. The first time he only shook the earth. But this time, this very world that we are living in, he is going to shake both heaven and earth. So you could imagine how it's going to be. So my brother, my sister, if this world that we are living in, both the heavens and the earth that we are living in, is going to be shaken. Why do you want to be shaken alongside with it? Why would you like to be shaken alongside with this? Just look at what happened in Noah's day. Amen. How the people all perished, but one man found favor. Amen. So, it is an example for us also that we need also to seek God so that we find favor. Amen. So that when he comes to shake the heavens and the earth, we will also, just like Noah, we will be spared.
Amen.
Amen. But you know, the scoffers who have chosen to be willingly ignorant, they avoid becoming informed about this truth. Amen. And they will be going about in their own lust and will be asking, where is the promise of his coming? Amen. Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning to creation. But you see, brother, the thing is, it is not, you see, looking at our own self as Christians, when you make yourself as a scoffer, look at how can a Christian church, they sanction same-sex marriage. You see, whilst it's in the word, it's in the scripture. Why today you tell someone, look, here it is. It's written here in black and white. God will never approve of a woman preacher. Amen. But yet, they put women there. You see? So it's not always what you say, but your life, what you are leading, what you are believing, tells that you are not ready. Amen. It tells that you are not ready. Praise the Lord. Now let's listen to what the prophet said. The prophet said, listen to this. If those people feel that it has taken, when the father slept so long and things go on just as it was before, where is the promise of his coming? Listen to what our prophet William Branham said in the message book Hebrews. He said, listen to this. If God doesn't act the same, when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. The same circumstances that happened in Noah's day, we are seeing it here today. And if he has destroyed Noah's day, why is he going to spare us? That's what the prophet is saying here. He said, listen to this. If God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. He said, God's sovereignty demands, see, his sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did in the first case. Amen. Amen. His sovereignty demands that. Praise the Lord. So even if he healed in the past, he has to heal today. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, if God does not act the same way he did on the first case, if he will act different to the second case, then he acted wrong. Then he acted wrong in the first case. Amen. But our God will never be wrong. Amen. Let's quickly look at verse 8. So, we know that our this present world is also reserved for what? Reserved for fire. My. It's reserved for fire. So let's watch it. Verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us all, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. So this is the answer to what? To the scoffers who feel that where is the promise of his coming? This is the answer to them. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, be not ignorant as some have chosen to be willingly ignorant. Amen. See. The natural man, it may appear to be a long, long time. See. He finds it has been a long time since he heard about Jesus coming. So where is the promise? See, the natural man looks at it it has taken long. And so all things had to go the way how it has been. That's the way of the scoffer. Amen. But we, the believers, we know that the eternal God is not bounded by time. Amen. You and I live in time. We live by time. But the eternal God, he is not bounded by time. So what man see as one day before the Lord is about 1,000 years. Amen. What man will see as, it's just one day. It has passed by, in God's perspective, about 1,000 years. So look at it. Amen. So we've got to be really serious about the word that we are hearing. Truly, it will come to pass. So Apostle Peter is stirring up our pure minds by way of remembrance to be mindful not to count the seemingly delay of the coming of the Lord as what? Slackness. Mm. Don't let us count it as slackness. Amen. Because one day is to the Lord 1,000 years. And 1,000 years here on earth is just one day to him. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at verse 10. It's all because God doesn't want anyone to perish. It's the long-suffering of God. Amen. Let's look at verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth and also the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now he's describing, Peter is describing to us what actually will happen. You see, and the prophet William Branham, when the sixth seal was opened, you see, this is what the prophet said. He said, John saw. He said, and the heavens departed as a scroll. The heavens, it departed like a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their place. Amen. Verse 11. So seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? If all these things are going to be dissolved, praise the Lord. Everything is going to be dissolved. That's why this world, the things of this world, my brother, my sister, let them go. If you have them, fine. If you don't have them, don't just worry yourself. All will pass away. Thank you, sir. Amen. All will pass away. Now, let us answer this question. Why will all these things need to be dissolved? Because the world was not made for that purpose. This world was not made for that purpose. The wickedness, the evil, the sin. No. The world was created to not to harbor these man-made system, politics, sin, sickness, and evil spirits, and all those of things. This world was not made for that purpose. These things going on, they are all Satan's architect. And he is controlling them. Amen. And so the prophet said, Satan is still here. That's the reason all these things happen. He's still here. And all his evil forces are still here. Notice. That's why the earth is now so filthy. That's why the scum and the ridiculous things that go on. Bloodshed, war, politics, sin, adultery, all kinds of filthiness goes on. You see, it's because that Satan is the ruler of this earth and this atmosphere. You see. And now, we can read something from Romans 8:22. Let's quickly just look through that one and come to a close. Romans 8:22. It said, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. You see it, brother. Nature and the earth presently is groaning and waiting. Waiting in pain. He was not created for all these things. Amen. That's what the scripture is saying. Nature even is groaning. Oh, my brother. Why? Because the earth was not created for this filth. The earth saw God created man in his own image. The earth saw it. And it was a wonderful fellowship between God and man. Amen. Earth saw all this. Oh, he loved it. Amen. That was what the earth embraced in the beginning. fellowship between God and his creation. Amen. The earth saw the beauty of it. But now, what is it? Today, it cannot bear the present wickedness of Noah's day and the stench of Sodom's condition. Someone who has seen such holiness, harboring such holiness, and then the whole thing has just changed. That's why the scripture is saying the whole creation groaneth. And so even if the earth we are walking on is groaning, oh, for the manifestation of the sons of God to come back, then we sons of God, what should we do? That's what the scripture is asking us. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be?
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, let us be mindful of every word.
Amen.
Amen. Because these things will surely come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Let us not be like scoffers that everything is going on just like it went on yesterday. Today is another day. No, sir. It will happen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Fire. This earth we are living now is reserved unto what? Reserved unto fire.
Amen.
Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we hear these things, Lord. Father, our prayer is that, Lord, help us. The Lord, we live right so that when you come, you will find us blameless and spotless, Lord. That we will be worthy, Lord, in your sight, to go with you and come back, Lord, on this earth again, where what happened in Eden will once again prevail here. Lord, we thank you. We commit the rest of our worship now into your hands. As Lord, it's only then the musicians come. Father, we pray the Lord, we will create the right atmosphere, Lord, that your word, committing your servant into your hands, that the word for the day, O God, will be ministered deep down in our souls. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God richly bless you.